they hated his guts. He didn't know why it was driving him nuts. They called him the Chickenstein Monster. He hung around down by the dumpster. The Hunchduck and the Hitler Chicken found romance. He looked into her eyes and they began to dance. When the news hit the hen house, jealousy reigned. The hens began to notice that they all looked the same. Being ordinary was bringing them down. They started making weird faces and dragged their feet around. Farmer Bob came out in the noonday heat, saw the chickens making faces and dragging their feet. His brain went out to lunch, his body changed form, and the dance of the living dead chickens was born. He combed his hair to one side, got a little mustache, scrunched up in a hump and let one foot drag. He crossed one eye, let his tongue hang out, and the neighbors joined in and they all began to shout. Comb your hair to one side, get a little mustache, scrunch up in a hump and let one foot drag. Now everybody's learning, it's fun to be weird. The dance of the living dead chickens is here. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens.
We'll be right back. We're going to have a good time tonight. We've got a PCP, a fine, fancy movie. You're going to like it. It's called Hypnotic Eye. Or is it Hypnotic Me? For us. For we. For you. Did you like the old ghoul gag? I thought it was cute. See you in a minute.
A great tune, man. Greatest thing Danny Hutton ever did. One of the singers from Three Werewolf Night. Before Three Werewolf Night actually got to be a band, he did that thing called Monster Shindig. And we heard something from Goulardi from Cleveland. Movie. What was the movie horror host in Cleveland? You guys had Chili Billy here. They had Zachary and Vampira. And they had like Svengoolie. There's all these guys. Svengoolie's still out there. But right now, it's probably like, they're probably on the fourth or fifth Svengoolie, though. I don't know. These guys, like, there's like Ghoul, and there was like Son of Ghoul, then there was Son-in-Law Ghoul, and then there was the Son of the Son of Ghoul, then you Son of a Ghoul, all of those guys. They just kind of keep the thing. There's been no Son of Zachary yet, which is too bad, but you never know when there'll be a Zachary Jr. Maybe I should apply for Zachary Jr. I could not fit in them shoes. Those are mighty big shoes. So the Bat by The Ventures and Stalking by Duane Eddy were two tunes that were featured in the Cleveland on the Goulardi show, which was kind of like, you know, like a chiller theater thing. Dance of the Living Dead Chickens, Jack Blanchard. What a tune that is. That's the guy that did Tennessee Birdwalk with Misty Morgan. Neat little novelty tune from way back. You listen to Zombo right here, and it is Halloween time, man. Every time's Halloween time. I do this every week. For 51 weeks a year, it's Halloween time. You know, sometimes the pain can be overwhelming. But if your prescribed dose of medicine from Dr. Jekyll doesn't bring you relief, check with Mr. Hyde. That potion is safe and effective if used correctly. If misused, you could turn into Buddy Love. And you would not want that. Take Dr. Jekyll's prescription as directed. If you need more information, I'm very sorry, you do not get any information. You just do the right dose. Dos and Dos Equis. All right. It is that time. Brace yourself, Tom. You really braced yourself. That was good brace in there. Zombie the Greek by the Fiends. In your brain. RCT!
Sator.
War? Well, here I am again!
Sinister purpose, knocking on your coffin lid. Come, come and take my hand. The old lady likes me to sing this song to her. I'm her favorite boo, you know. All right, my dear, knock, knock, knock on your coffin door. Open up. There you go. Oh, my. What have you done to yourself, my dear? You didn't have to put all that makeup on. I would have recognized you anywhere. It's been a while, my dear. Once a year at Halloween, you know. When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Now move over, my dear. Give me a little room, eh? I can set you free, make you rich and wise. We can live forever. Look into my eyes. Sinister purpose, knocking at your door. Come on, take my hand. Look, get a little more. More, more, my dear. We have until the sun comes up, you know. It smells rather weird in here. Is that you or me, my dear? Sinister purpose, knocking at your door.
day, the Earth is invaded by indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind? Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
There is no escape from me. Very well. I will recalculate. Your death will be indescribable. Fool humans, there is no escape.
God looked upon his world and called it good. But man was not content. He looked for ways to make it better and built machines to do the work.
One of the loudest bands I've ever been in. The Northeastern Ohio, the loudest surf band ever, Drifter. Man, we were loud. That was iZombie. Before that, we heard My Life in the Thrill for the Thrill Kill Cult doing Dizzy Chain for Satan. We heard, the man, the myth, the legend, John Zacherle with 82 Tombstones, and also him with Southern Culture on the Skids doing Sinister Purpose for RPM. Yeah, gotta do Zombie the Greek by the Fiends. We heard the Ultras doing Pull, Say, Tor, and the Cramps started everything off with Rockin' Bones. We're Dwayne Eddy Stalkin' and The Ventures of the Bat. Just in the soundboard right here. And, oh, this is nice, man. Still got an hour and a half to go. So game out of this like swinging, you know, just as swinging as monster stuff. And it is a super consistent good show today. I've got to say for myself, and I just did say for myself. Do you know that 17 million people will acquire a werewolf within the next year? And there are still 2.7 million werewolves losing their lives in shelters every year. However, the percentage of homes being adopted in werewolf shelters, the rescue groups have risen from 27 to 29% in the last 2 years. That's encouraging. That's right. And it shows that shooting werewolves is down by 10% since 2009. Adopt a werewolf. You can make a difference. A werewolf is the best thing to happen to somebody. Be that person. Adopt a werewolf today. Brought to you by the Shelter Werewolf Project. Listen to Zombo right here on this here station, and you are right there. If you want a download of this show, I really think you should. You can play it at your Halloween party. I'm here. I can say, hey, I'm here at your Halloween party. And I will be, you go to ZomboCo, ZOMBOCO.com. You can get years and years of Zombo shows. You know? What am I doing here? I don't know what I'll do next week, though. But this week is, of course, the crescendo of the Halloween season. That's right. The season and the season. Both of those things. ZomboCo.com, where you can download more Zombo to make you sick. And it is good to be sick sometime. All right, let's switch gears. And I mean shifting gears. And I mean shifting and gears. Hearse Dragster by Pat Bone. So we're going to get some Hot Rod Monster tunes in there. A little more RPM for you. Hearse Dragster, Pat Bone. In your brain.
Are you ready, dear?
Yes, I'm ready, Pat.
Look at the bag.
You dirty rat.
Interior.
The show makes other bodies look inferior.
When I stop for gas, the attendant stands clear.
Stand clear.
They see my hearse, they shake with fear.
Shake with fear.
She usually runs good, but she goes kind of heavy. When I take my hearse by the
cemetery.
They all think it's
motorcycle in the hero. He's a little so cute. Sneaking round and round and round in a big jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle in the hero? He's a blazing away. Like the stars, stars, stars in the universe. Who's riding a motorcycle in the hero?
You know, that is the song that started it all for me. The Kingsman Haunted Castle. I remember as a little kid. That's the flip side to Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Now, my brother got that 45, and I just played the hell out of the Haunted Castle. It was like the first thing I knew. That's what I knew I was like into the monster thing. That just stirred my blood. Those minor chords and that spooky sound. It was like, that's a billion times better than Louie Louie, which is the flip side. Oh, man, I remember. I played that record until it broke, and I still played it. When it was broken. The song that started it all for me in the whole monster music thing. Haunted Castle, Kingsman. Before that, Ghost Rider by Suicide. Holland Hearst by the Ghastly Ones. Oh, yes. I remember. The neat thing, for years, I was like the DJ at Cedar Point. And they let me play anything I want there. You know, the Halloween weekends. And I'd be playing like Ghastly Ones. It was so much fun. That was Holland Hearst. And we started off with Pat. Since you can always see. The Halloween music thing is in my... It's not just a one-day thing. Some people go, oh, I'm having my big Halloween show on the radio. This is the real... This is like peeling the onion, and this is like the guts of the onion. The rotten, stinking guts of the onion. Not garlic, mind you. Onion. Just letting you know that. Because the next tune is How to Become... No. We're going to do this first. Yes, Tom, we're going to back it up. I don't care if you think it sounds unprofessional or not. I really want to play this tune because it fits better than the other tune. See, I had this whole garlic thing going so I could play How to Be a Vampire by Messerchups. But I just got them playing Haunted Castle by the Kingsmen. And I thought a better follow-up would be another Kingsmen tune I just got not that long ago. Never heard this before. This version's pretty cool. It's called You Got the Gamaguchi.
I certainly do think that it's about time that I told you about the Gamaguchi.
I forgot how good that band was. The Space Needles out of Tacoma, Washington. Oh, my gosh. This guy, the guitarist from the Manatees. This probably doesn't mean anything, dude. The guitarist from the Manatees. The saxophone player from the Dirty Birds. This crazy good punk rock drummer. And some schlub on bass. I do not know who that guy is on bass. But he is real dead weight in that band. The Worm. Oh, man, that goes back. Goes back. Feels good. What else did we hear? We heard the Gravestone 4 doing Rigor Mortis. Yes. How to Become a Vampire. Man, is that a nice tune by Messer Chops. And we heard the Gamaguchi and Haunted Castle by the Kingsmen. All right, I got to tell you about the Speck Brothers. They support WRCT. They offer wings and bat wings. They order pizza and bat wings. And they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't put any sugar in their sauce. And you know what? They don't put any blood in their sauce either. I don't really understand this. How can you not put blood in the red sauce? And then there's all that garlic. You happen to have a love-hate relationship with garlic. And then they put unbleached flour. And that, you know, they really even shouldn't be putting that in. And that should be used strictly for makeup for goth girls. Unbleached flour. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue on Penn Island in the Garfield neighborhood. For more information, call Tom. Why don't you give him the number? There you go. There's their phone number. Visit their website. .org. Or it's a .com. I think they're a .com. They're not a .org. Listen to Zombo right here. Got 1 hour to go here. And this fantastic Halloween apex. Yeah, like the surfing the crest of Halloween. And don't forget, you can download this show for your Halloween party at zomboco.com. Just it's free, so I'm not going to take any money from you because I know a lot of you guys listen to the show broke. Dead ass broke. And of course, those broke people aren't going to be going to Haunted Harbor, which is at This Is Red, which is... I'm going to be hosting and emceeing that Saturday. It's sold out. Sorry, kids. But it is going to be a great show with the Itchy Bonds, the Black Flamingos, and the Coffin Daggers. And costumes are encouraged. It's a sold-out show. And if you got tickets, I will see you there. Okay? I will. If you got tickets and you want to hide from me, I will not see you there. Or if you don't have tickets and you're not there, I definitely won't see you there. Okay? Oh, so one of the most, for me, one of the most... dark surf bands that were ever around really did not get their just due. They didn't even mean, this is great, they're out of Boston. They didn't even mean to be like a monstery surf band. They just had that dark, gloomy, cool, surf, dank sound to them. A band called The Fathoms. I played The Fathoms quite often. They're out of Boston, I believe. 90s, maybe early 2000s. They came out with some just gorgeous records. I want to play two tunes by The Fathoms. And once again, these guys didn't set out. This is the best part about this band. They didn't set out to be like a monstery surf band. They just naturally became that way. Here's Five Fathoms Deep by The Fathoms. Zombo right in your brain. RCT.